It touches on everything from nuclear power to wind turbines, offshore oil drilling to hydrogen-powered cars. A wide-ranging energy bill is expected to pass the United States Senate this week. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the measure also includes some $14 billion worth of industry tax breaks critics say are unnecessary.
Last April, President Bush may have surprised his former colleagues in the oil business when he told a gathering he saw no need for government subsidies of the industry.
With oil at more than $50 a barrel, by the way, energy companies do not need taxpayers-funded incentives to explore for oil and gas.
But the president's firsthand knowledge and advice hasn't stopped Congress. As the Senate nears passage of its energy bill, lawmakers are on track to provide hundreds of millions of dollars in help for oil companies. The House energy bill gives the industry up to $2 billion for oil drilling research. In the Senate bill, there's $100 million in reduced royalty payments for offshore drillers. But it's not just big oil that would benefit from the energy bills in Congress. Nuclear power plants, coal producers, even buyers of hybrid cars would receive the government's largesse. Keith Ashdown is vice president of Taxpayers for Common Sense and a critic of the giveaways in the energy bill.
What they're doing in this bill is they're craning enough grease to please enough senators who want to make sure that their favorite industries are supported in this bill. So they're throwing as much money to as many energy sectors as possible to make sure that they got the votes to get this bill through final passage.
Ashdown says one of the worst provisions in the Senate energy bill gives tax credits and loan guarantees for clean coal facilities, $2.25 billion worth over 10 years. One of the beneficiaries is a planned coal gasification plant in Minnesota's Iron Range that would receive an $800 million guarantee. Republican Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota defends the guarantee as necessary to get the plant off the ground.
But really what you're talking about, all of these, a public-private partnership. As a former mayor, I believe in that. So is there some incentivization to do things that the market on its own cannot now fully cover, such as some things in nuclear in order to get it rolling, or in coal gasification where you need a loan guarantee? Absolutely. But this is not the government carrying the ball. This is public-private partnership, which I think is a tried-and-true way to develop infrastructure and to meet people's needs.
But Coleman's fellow Republican, Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire, is skeptical.
Coal gasification in particular has been an area where we have spent billions of dollars with very limited return, but with a very significant level of support for those private entities. In some cases, a facility in Nevada, for example, it operated only for 25 hours and then shut down. It's currently mothballed, and that required federal support of over $100 million. And we effectively got nothing out of it.
Sununu says shareholders in these companies don't deserve taxpayers' subsidies for their plants' operations, nor, he says, do oil companies, with prices for a barrel of oil near $60.
Anything that the federal government could do pales in comparison to the incentive that comes from high energy prices, and that makes it even more likely that the billions of dollars in subsidies on the part of the taxpayer are just going to be wasted.
One provision the Senate left out of its bill was $2 billion to protect the producers of the gasoline additive MTBE from liability for groundwater pollution. But the money is in the House bill and is likely to be the focus of intense debate when lawmakers attempt to reconcile the two measures. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.